David Osbury today, from an injury standpoint, did not practice with a foot. Khalif Barnes was limited today with a quad. TJ Carey did not practice today with an ankle. Chimney Chekwa was limited today, full today in practice. And Jonathan Dowling with a back did not practice. DJ Hayden was limited today with a groin. Gabe Jackson did not practice today with a knee. Jermaine Oluwale was limited today with a hamstring. Carlos Rogers did not practice knee. Justin Tuck did not practice neck. Menlik Watson was back today, and he was limited. What we got?
Carey's ankle get worse from
yesterday's
practice?
It was a little sore today, you know, and we were out on that on the hard surface today due to the rain. But it was a little sore today. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Is Watson cleared to play?
He's been cleared.
Is there a timeline on Carlos Rogers at all?
No timeline right now. You know, we're really just taking it day by day, you know, with Carlos, and some days have been better than others at this point in time. But, you know, not enough progress consistently to get him out there on the field.
How much was DJ able to do, and how are you looking moving around?
DJ was able to do, a fair amount, okay? We had a limit on what we wanted him to do today. Today was a third down day, so, you know, with a couple of additional periods in there, so we really just let him take the third downs today.
The audio during the stretch, was that some of your idea?
Actually, I had nothing to do with it. I wish I did have something to do and control the music, okay? to be quite honest with you, that is one of our players, all right, who picks those things. So, you know, kind of nice that he picked something with a message, but I don't have anything to do with that. If I did, we'd be listening to Frank Sinatra.
Who's the player that picks music?
Bryce is the player.
Bryce?
Yeah.
Wait,
self-proclaimed DJ.
Did you like the message, though?
I like the message, yeah. I like the fact that they're thinking about the message. I think those things are good.
A lot of talk yesterday about the how everything is made pretty upbeat and you're pleased with the way that the team is handling everything. How much does it mean when you have guys like, say, Antonio Smith, who, you know, is in there conducting interviews with himself and has his karaoke machine, and, you know, but also still taking care of his business? I mean, to have people like that when things are not going great.
I think it's great. I mean, because you can have a team full of glass half empties, you know, and I think that, that would provide a terrible, terrible, you know, environment at this point, you know, where, you know, our guys are, you know, they really have a good time with each other in there. You know, they have a good time with each other in there. They have a good time with their coaches. So, I mean, they're guys that have good attitudes, but understand that when it's time to walk out on the field, it's time to work and put in a good day's work every single day out there. I mean, I haven't been disappointed, you know, in a lot of days of practice. You know, and I've come in here and I've said to you, hey, today wasn't good enough, okay? But there hadn't been a lot of days that I've been disappointed with their effort in practice, and, you know, I think that's carried over into games, you know, from that standpoint. It's not, you know, hadn't been an effort thing. So you have those type of people in your locker room, I think, to bring a little levity to the table like that and – you know, keep things a little bit loose, that's a good thing.
But is it hard to believe, too, that Tony Smith has lost 23 straight games and he's still in good spirits?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. And it is hard to believe, you know. But, I mean, Antonio's personality is one that is, you know, is really, you know, I mean, he's got a dynamic personality that way. So, you know, the guy can put things in perspective, you know, really easily. But, you know, he understands his job and he understands that he's a veteran player on this team and a lot of people follow his lead, you know. And, you know, he's been really good. He's, you know, I said this about Charles last week. I'll say it about Antonio, too. You know, he's been really good for the team, but he's been really good for me as well. So, I mean, you know, it's nice to come in there and see him smiling and, you know, dressed up as a whatever it is that he was dressed up at Halloween and all that good stuff. So, you know, he brings a little levity to the table.
9 games in now with Austin Howard as a guard. Has that conversion gone as you had hoped?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's gone pretty well. Excuse me. You know, Austin still's got areas that he can improve on. He's just a young player, you know. I mean, he's only played, you know, a game now for 4 years here. So, I mean, he's got areas he can improve on. They all do. But I've seen good progress out of him. You know, I mean, all of a sudden his sets are a whole lot better. You know, he's using his hands better. You know, the run game stuff inside. The way the game is played in the core, you know, the center and both guards is really so much faster than outside, you know, because outside you have a lot more air. Now you're playing against faster people out there at times, but things are on you really quick inside. So that is not an easy conversion. It's a, you know, you could put a, you know, kind of a Band-Aid over the thing at times, you know, by putting a player in there for a game or 2 games. But to play a season like that, you know, it's a hard conversion to make, you know, and he's done a good job that way. He's progressively getting better. In fact, I felt like in the ball game, the last ball game, okay, he played probably one of his better games fundamentally. From a technique standpoint, that was probably a pretty good game for Austin.
How about Wiz? He's had a lot of change around him since he's been here, both sides. And how much has he developed since you've been here?
He's developed a lot, you know, since I've been here. And, you know, I think that, you know, without Wiz out there, you know, right now, I think, you know, I certainly think Wiz is a guy that provides, you know, good stability for Derek, you know, and for everybody around him. You know, I mean, he's a smart, intelligent player, okay, that can get things lined up when, you know, there's a lot of moving parts out there. He sees the big picture. I mean, he, you know, if I weren't out there, you know, at practice, Wiz can honestly run the meeting. You know, I mean, he's an extension of me that way and really understands everything that, you know, that we're doing that way. So he can put it together really easily, and, you know, he's valuable that way. And I think the people around him, you know, it makes it a lot easier to put pieces in there when Wiz is in there. You know, all of a sudden you have a guard down, you know, or in this situation, Gabe is down, you know, Khalif goes inside from outside, you know, and having Wiz in there, it smooths everything over because he's a guy that can, you know, bring the answers to the table easily.
Does Gabe look unlikely to be able to go, or you think possibly he could?
You know, we'll see when we get back in there. You know, he did his work today with the trainers, and, you know, we'll have a little bit more of an evaluation tonight, you know, but, you know, at this point right now, not practicing for a couple of days and really not getting pushed on, you know, we'll have to see. I don't think that looks great.
Go back to Howard. Do you think he was better suited for a guard with a minute move, or what was that move?
Well, you know, one of the things is that at the time, you know, when we were looking in free agency, I mean, you know, looking for some players at that point, you know, and somebody, you know, big and physical, okay, young, was, you know, a list of players that we had identified. And, you know, of course, I had history with Austin, and during that time with Austin, you know, I had seen him practice some at guard, and you know, I've seen this kid move, I've seen the things that he can do, and I always felt like this guy can be a heck of a guard. You know, a little bit remind me of Leonard Davis when I had Leonard Davis, you know, in Dallas. I mean, I got Leonard and he was a tackle, and we moved him to guard, and the guy went to, you know, a couple, 2-3 Pro Bowls there. And I think that, you know, it just reminded me a lot of that, his athleticism for a big man, his power for a big man, you know. So when we started evaluating those people, I just thought, why wouldn't we take why wouldn't we try to find the best player that we can find at that position at that time? And, you know, and Austin was a guy who was, you know, A, willing, you know, to make that move, and, you know, wanted to be a Raider, and, you know, certainly wanted to be here, you know, in this place, and, you know, with us. So it worked out really well.
Tony's a coach of a team who struggled with this. How hard is it to develop a message, get your players to keep them up, to keep them involved, and not feel like slump their shoulders?
In getting the message, and I'm trying to answer your question properly here, in other words, in me thinking through the message, these things come to me fairly easy, okay, because I really talk to the team right from my heart. You know, I, honestly, I'm not just saying that. I say exactly what I feel, okay, and it's something that, you know, I mean, I had an episode a long time ago when I was in college where somebody really didn't really tell me the truth, kind of told me what I wanted to hear, you know, and told me what I wanted to hear. And at the end of the day, you know, I mean, the light finally went off and I kind of realized, you know what, I really wasn't doing a good enough job, okay, but the guy just kept telling me what I wanted to hear, you know, that wasn't fair, you know. So I always felt like if I ever got in that position, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't tell them what they want to hear. I would tell them the truth, because the truth is the only way, one way or the other, okay, to get to the end result. So, you know, when I speak to the team, I speak to them right from the heart. I speak to them and I tell them the truth. And I think as grown men, they can handle that. You know, they like to hear the truth. So it's easy to get the message when you feel like it's coming from, you know, from somebody's gut. You know, if I feel like somebody's standing in front of me and they're talking and they're just talking to talk, you know, I might tune them out myself. You know, in this situation, you know, if I have something to say, I say it, and it comes from the heart. If I don't have anything to say, I don't say it. And I think they respect that, too. So that part of it's been fairly easy, and these guys are easy to wind up. You know, I mean, they're a good group, so you can get them going pretty easily.
What do you say? What do you – the truth, what are you telling them now?
It could be about anything. It could be about how we got to where we are right now. It could be about how we're going to get out of where we are right now. It could be the fact that maybe we're the only people that believe that we can get out of this thing right now, okay? You know, and these things are truths, you know. And, I mean, in a lot of situations, you can – you know, whatever the scenario is, whatever the message of the week is that week, okay, is what I'll give them. But the message usually changes. You know, the direction is differently each week. There'll be a different message, a little different challenge. And, you know, I think they get it pretty easily.
Going back to the O-line, it sounds like you like these guys, too much of the pieces you have. Does that make it more frustrating as far as the struggles you're having running the ball?
Frustrating. No. I mean, it doesn't make it frustrating. You know, I just know that, you know, I know that these people can do it. In fact, this morning, you know, I went in there with them today and we watched about 25 plays, okay? Just 25 plays, random plays, just, you know, different ball games of us running the football and being able, you know, running the ball effectively and doing things the right way. You know, when you do things the right way and everybody does their job, hey, the result is pretty good, hey, really is pretty good. And those are just 25 plays. They weren't all-star plays or anything like that. Just, you know, good, solid run plays. So, you know, I mean, I know what we can do, okay? I've said it before. I know it hasn't been done, hey, but I know that we can do it.